And so I walk out to the car with my hub in my hand, and this one young man there dressed up real nice. He worked in there. He had a little tag on his deal. And he was pushing a basket back, or four or five baskets back in there. I said, "Son, are you a Christian?" He said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Do you believe in Jesus?" He said, "Yes, I believe in Jesus." I said, "Then whatever you do, get back in there. There's a mission field in Fry's." I said, I talked to six or eight people from the time I bought what I bought till I got out here, and there ain't not one single one of them knows Jesus as the Lord and Savior. I said, "There's a mission field waiting for you right inside. Get in there and do something for Jesus." Now, isn't that sad? That you can walk in a place and talk to six or eight people out of hundreds of people that's in that place, and everybody I talked to didn't know Jesus. That's sad far as I'm concerned. But they did not know Jesus. Follow the instructions I gave her. Now then, what are you and me as Christians supposed to do today? Do we have any instructions we're supposed to follow? Ooh, we got some real instruction, don't we, young lady? This girl here shaking her head, and the way she said that, I think she knows there's some serious instructions in this book. If we follow the instructions, life's good, isn't it, young lady? If we don't follow the instructions, is life good? No, it's not, is it? People don't understand that when we disobey God, it brings complications into our life, into our children's lives, just like it did in the old covenant. There's no difference. So, anyway, he has been given instruction, and the Lord told this man to make sure that your wife keeps the instructions. It says, she must not eat grapes or raisins, she must not drink wine or any other alcoholic drink, or eat any forbidden food. You know, as many times as God has said this, do you think it might be important? Rosemary, since you're the woman of God you are, and you're such a health nut, you know, I mean, I know you pay attention to what you eat and drink and everything else. Do you think this might be good advice for all of us instead of just you? Amen. Amen. So, especially when that woman's carrying that baby, right? Amen. If there was ever a time she's going to... You've got two lives you're dealing with, that's right. And you know, what you put in that body when you're carrying that baby may have lifelong effects on that child, right? So, why do you think God is giving the specific instructions here? Because this boy is going to be special. God's going to use him special. Does God have a special plan for every one of us under the new covenant? He does. He has a plan for you. You know, you're just as important as this little boy was. So he has a plan for you. Now then, verse 15 and 16. Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "Please stay here until we can prepare a young goat for you to eat." "I will stay," the angel of the Lord replied, "but I will not eat anything." "However, you may prepare a burnt offering as a sacrifice to the Lord." Manoah didn't realize it was the angel of the Lord. This is the Lord to come and talking to them. Did Jesus exist before he came in the flesh? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Has he forever been? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's forever been. It wasn't new when Jesus came to this earth in the flesh. He had forever been, but he hadn't become flesh until he came through the womb of a woman. But he existed before, and here he was. It was the angel of the Lord, verse 17 and 18. Then Manoah asked the angel of the Lord, "What is your name? For when all this comes true, we want to honor you." "Why do you ask my name?" the angel of the Lord replied. "You wouldn't understand if I told you." You know, today, we tried to tell people who Jesus is. And as I found out in Fry's, they didn't understand who he was. I'm trying to tell them, especially the little girl who says, "I'm searching. I'm looking for the answers to life." I said, "Honey, you're in luck today." I said, you're set up for a divine appointment. God sent me today to tell you about Jesus. And I did. And do you think God does that to all of us, Ann? Of course he does. I know he sent you many times. I mean, Ann, since she's started really witnessing to people, I don't even know how many people she's led to Jesus, but she's led a lot. She's led a lot to people. She talks about Jesus. I mean, used to she didn't. You know, she used to tell me, you know, that she was kind of, I forget the words she would say, but, you know, I'm kind of, you know, drawn back or whatever, you know, and I'm not ongoing. I said, well, girl, get over it. You know, I'm not the normal person. Get over it. I said, get out there and do something for Jesus. You're a daughter of the King. Jump out there with both feet and start talking to him about Jesus. I said, get ready to get persecuted. I mean, I just laid it on her. But she went out and started talking to people about Jesus. And it's getting easier now, isn't it, Ann? Oh, yeah, it gets, oh, yeah. Yeah, she gets, I mean, the more you talk about Jesus to the more people, hey, it just becomes second nature, doesn't it? Sure. But is that what God called us all to do? Yes, he called us all to tell people about himself. He says, that's verse 19 and 20. Then Manoah took a young goat and a grain offering and offered it on a rock as a sacrifice to the Lord. And as Manoah and his wife watched, the Lord did an amazing thing. What can God do? Ain't nothing hard for God. As the flames from the altar shot up toward the sky, the angel of the Lord ascended in the fire. Is he subject to fire? Does fire hurt him? No, he made the fire, didn't he? Fire don't hurt him at all. He can walk in the fire. He can ascend in the fire. It's only us. We can't do those kind of things because we're flesh and blood. When Manoah and his wife saw this, they fell with their faces to the ground. Did they realize they'd just seen a miracle? Oh, yeah. I might do the same thing. I don't know how I would respond to this. Verse 21 and 22. The angel did not appear again to Manoah and his wife. Manoah finally realized it was the angel of the Lord. And he said to his wife, "We will die, for we have seen God." That's a holy fear, isn't it? That's a holy fear. I mean, there needs to be more of us that have that kind of reverence for our King. Wow. If we see him, we will surely die. Wow. Verse 23 and 24. But his wife said, now then, think about this. Thank God for smart women. You know, he had a good woman. I mean, he was living in fear. He thought God's going to kill him. But look at this woman. She's rationalizing this thing. But his wife said, if the Lord were going to kill us, he wouldn't have accepted our burnt offering and grain offering. He wouldn't have appeared to us and told us this wonderful thing, and he wouldn't have done all these miracles. I mean, if he come to kill you, why do all these wonderful things? Why come and tell you you're going to have a beautiful baby son? Hey, if he told you that, you're going to have a beautiful baby son, right? He's got a plan. He didn't come to kill you. But, man, the husband, he was just one of us guys. You know, he's standing in fear because he's seeing God, and he's heard that scripture, no man can see God without dying. And so, oh, he just knows he's going to die. It said, when her son was born, they named him Samson. And the Lord blessed him as he grew up. Verse 25. And in Mahamadan, which is located between the towns of Zorah and Estel, the Spirit of the Lord began to take hold of him. Now then, we had the Spirit of God back in those days. Do we have the Spirit of God today? What happens to you and me when we become children of God and the Spirit of God begins to move in your life? What begins to happen when the Holy Spirit comes upon you? And what kind of things can you do by faith when the Holy Ghost comes upon you? It's almost unlimited what we can do, isn't it? I mean, if we believe, he says we can lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. He said we can cast out demons. He said we can, two of us on earth agree about anything and it'll happen. Is that what he said? So Rosemary, when you and one of the other prayer warriors agree about something, hey, see now there's a woman of faith right there. She knows her Jesus. And of course, Rosemary and many of us here have seen many awesome things happen. There's hardly a day goes by that we don't see God do something awesome. I love it. You know, just like Kathy coming out, she's just bubbling over, just, Pastor, you got a minute? I said, you look like you got a praise report. She said, I do. I said, I've always got a minute for praise reports. I said, what happened? She said, you remember this man that had the diabetes in his feet? She told me what his name was. I said, yeah. She said, he just sent us an email, said he went back to the doctor, and he has no diabetes, and his feet's completely healed.
Amen.
I said, wow. What are we supposed to do when we become children of God and the Holy Ghost comes upon us? Awesome things. Awesome. Should you be able to lead people to Jesus? Yes. Yes. Should you be able to get people healed? Yes. Should you be able to see God answer your prayer in any way for your children or whatever? Yes. I mean, isn't it wonderful to know that God's showing us a picture back there of this little guy, Samson? And he's growing up. Now, the Holy Ghost is beginning to come up on him. Now, in the next few weeks, whatever it takes, 2 or 3 weeks, we'll go through the entire life of Samson. We'll show you the good things he did, the bad things he did, how rotten he was at times, and how good he was at others, to let you know that we are just like him. We're a human being, you know, and we make mistakes. Don't we, Scott? I would like to say I have never sinned, but I can't say that. I have sinned a few times, and of course, if I knew all of my sins, especially the sins of one of different kinds of sins, yeah, I wouldn't even know how many times I've sinned. But I mean, when it comes to some sins that I name, like murder, I never done that. I mean, I may have gotten mad at somebody, and God might have considered that as murder, but I've never killed anybody. You know, I've never committed adultery. You know, the things, you know, I just try to not sin. I don't want to sin. But who knows, if God were here today and he said, well, son, let me stand beside you and tell this group all the sins I've had to forgive, I might say, oh, please, Lord, don't tell them that. They would never come back to church if they knew all the sins I've done. That's like Cheryl, when she came into my life, and she kept telling me, honey, I'm the worst sinner in the church. After she said that 3 or 4 times, I said, Cheryl, I don't want to hear that, not one more time. She said, what do you mean? I said, you're washed in the blood, aren't you? She said, yes, I am. I said, then you're not a sinner no more. I said, you're washed in the blood of Jesus. She said, but you know, I can't believe God brought me to you and let me marry you and as big a sinner as I am. I said, but Cheryl, I thought you said you're washed in the blood. She said, I am. I said, then you're white as snow. Your slate is clean. Is that right? When you got saved, how clean did he wash your slate? Clean. Is that what he said? I'm white as snow. So if Cheryl's white as snow and I'm white as snow, then what's the big deal? We're both forgiven. Is that right? Now then,
we are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, God's Ways Are Not Our Ways, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.